This is a Radio Road Test special, more of a deep dive into electrified cars and trucks. I'm Paul Kaminsky, MSRPK.com. Truth is usually the midpoint between two extreme sides of an issue. The electric car fanboys suggest electric vehicles will save the world. There are those who suggest electric vehicles will ultimately cause more problems than solutions. Let's look further. Electric vehicles certainly don't cause tailpipe emissions, but the emissions to generate the necessary electricity are shifted to power plants, natural gas, coal, and other petroleum. Cleaner ways to generate the energy, such as solar and wind power, rely on weather phenomena to operate efficiently. Not everybody lives near Niagara Falls or Hoover Dam, and nuclear power is being sunsetted. This begs the question, how will the electrical grid handle an electric car in every driveway when grids are struggling to keep up with present demand? There are some ethical questions about the resources necessary to build batteries. Cobalt is mined in the Congo, which doesn't have the same labor standards prevalent in the Western world, and cobalt's a major component of an EV battery. So too lithium, of which the U.S. has significant reserves. The mining of those reserves causes pollution. The issue is not as simple as it seems. Have a comment? X, Twitter, MSRPK_com. Our program's Facebook page is at Radio Road Test, all one word. This is Radio Road Test, since 1993, a broadcast service of MSRPK.com.
Do you feel like the cost of car ownership has gotten out of control? Take charge by refinancing your auto loan today. One call to Rate Genius can save drivers an average of $1,200 per year. The loan specialists at Rate Genius have helped people for more than 20 years replace high-interest auto loans, lower their payments, and spend less in interest. Rate Genius works with over 150 lenders to find you the most competitive terms. Customers lower their rate an average of 3 percentage points. That's huge savings. It's absolutely free to apply for refinancing through Rate Genius, and when you refinance your auto loan, you won't owe a payment for 45 days. Make the 5-minute no obligation call today and get on your way toward affordable car ownership. Call 800-764-2179, 800-764-2179. That's 800-764-2179. Rate and payment values are calculated by using the average savings for customers from January 1st, 2022 through December 31st, 2022. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on credit worthiness. Value of the vehicle on term and other.
Other factors that play into the electrified vehicle scenario are convenience and safety. Home-level chargers take time to bring a traction battery up to operational capacity. Electric bills are going to increase. And overnight charging might work for some people. Although charging stations are more available, this poses more questions. Can the time spent waiting at a charging station be used for another, perhaps more productive purpose? Is it safe to have a charger in a high-crime area? And speaking of safety, is the risk of lithium-fueled fires acceptable in a collision? A typical battery for an electric vehicle weighs in around half a ton. That's 1,000 pounds. And there are videos out there of what happens when an electric car catches fire. Some hard choices, to be sure. This is Radio Road Test from MSRPK.com. The price for full electric vehicles is a lot more than most people would want to or can afford to pay. High upfront costs, combined with depreciation, convenience, and the other issues, are keeping electric vehicles from becoming the Model T of the 21st century. Of course, government tries to influence the market by mandates, rebates, loans, and perks like no tolls. But the market is speaking and most people aren't buying. That's it for this Radio Road Test special. Copyright 2024, MSRPK.com. All rights reserved. I'm Paul Kaminsky, MSRPK.com.